presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who walks about among human beings as champion of the weak and the oppressed in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter. As our story opens today, Kent has returned from dealing with the Dinelli gang of racketeers, has taken up his routine duties in the office of the Daily Planet. Already a new and thrilling assignment lies just ahead. So far, Kent knows nothing about it. You find him at his desk, knocking out a story on his typewriter, while Jimmy Olsen, the planet's copy boy, hangs around in open admiration.
Hi, Mr. Kent. Anything I can do for you?
Huh? Oh, no. No thanks, Jimmy.
Doing a follow-up on the Dinelli story?
No, this is something else.
Oh. Wouldn't be anything about that airplane story, would it?
What was that about an airplane story?
Gee, didn't you see it? All about them planes crashing down at Bridger Field out west. Boy, it's keen.
Oh, I guess I missed it. What's so keen about planes crashing? That's pretty serious.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that I go for anything about planes.
Wow, budding pilot, eh?
You said it, Mr. Kent. The minute I get old enough.
Well, you've got quite a while to wait, Jim. Beat it now. Go somewhere else while I finish this story.
Okay, Mr. Kent. But if I ever get a chance to fly, I'm telling you, the Daily Planet will need another copy boy.
Oh, Kent. Clark Kent.
Calling me, Mr. White?
Yeah. Come in my office a minute, will you? I got somebody here I want you to meet.
Sure thing. Coming right along.
Close the door and pull up a chair. Kent, this is Mr. Hamlin of the National Air Service. Flew for Uncle Sam during the war. Manages private transport service now.
How do you do, Mr. Hamlin?
Glad to know you, Mr. Kent.
You're not handling anything important now, are you, Kent?
No, sir. Now that the Dinelli gang is cleaned up.
Fine. Hamlin's going back west to Bridger Field tomorrow, and you're going with him.
Bridger Field?
You look a little startled, Mr. Kent.
You've seen the stories, Kent?
Well, I've been hearing about them.
5 crashes of planes in 2 weeks. That's right, isn't it, Ed?
6.
Oh, yes, 6. In the space of the past 2 weeks, Kent, one of the most remote, least known airports in the country, 6 brand new transport planes have come down in flames.
What? All of them?
Every single one, Mr. Kent.
Oh, what's the answer?
No, that's what we'd like to find out. Mr. Hamlin's a friend of mine, and I've told him you're a little bit more than the average reporter. Not much more, but a little.
Given you quite a build-up, Mr. Kent.
If there's a story out there, Kent, you get it.
And if you can find out at the same time what's happening to our plane...
Great Scott, Mr. Hamlin. Do you mean to say you don't know?
Mr. Kent, we haven't the faintest idea. The thing's weird, unbelievable.
But what about the pilots, the men on board? What do they say?
So far, there haven't been any survivors.
What?
It's more than an accident, Kent. It's design. Cold and deliberate and deadly.
Mr. White, what makes you say that?
Go on, Ed. Tell him what you told me yesterday.
Know anything about Bridger Field, Mr. Kent?
No, not a thing, except that it's way out in the Southwest Rockies.
Right. Most desolate country in the world. Down near the border, completely surrounded by rocks and ravines and miles of desert. If a plane comes down anywhere except on the field, well, it cracks up, that's all.
But these planes, the ones you're talking about...
I'm getting to that. I just wanted to explain the lay of the land first.
Is the field near any town, Ed?
20 miles, more or less. Del Rio is just over the border.
What's at Del Rio?
The usual thing. Gambling joints, racetrack. Oh, yes, yes, the circus.
The what?
Well, it's one of amusements. It's the Lauerbach Tent Show. Have you heard of it?
No, not me.
Well, it's not a very big one, but it comes every year. And it saves us from dying of boredom. That is, it did until 2 weeks ago.
What happened then?
First of the accidents.
Oh.
Since then, we've not been bored.
Excuse me, Mr. White. Telegram from Mr. Hamlin.
Oh, yes, thank you. I told him I'd be here. You'll excuse me, will you, gentlemen?
Great heavens!
Hey, Ed, what's the matter?
It's another accident.
Yes, another accident. Another plane crashed in flames. Everyone killed just as it approached the field.
Ed, what's going on out there?
Wait a minute, look here. I've changed my mind. I said we'd go back tomorrow.
Ready whenever you are, Mr. Hamlin.
This business can't go on. It's devilish, inhuman. There's something behind it. Kent, I'm going to Bridger Field today. If you want to come along, Kent, well, meet me at the city airport in 1 hour. What's the time, Kent?
4 o'clock. It'll be daylight pretty soon now. Now you can see it getting lighter in the east already.
Following wind. Another 2 hours and we're there. This ship of mine has passed. I only hope nothing else has happened in the meantime.
Well, go on with what you were saying, Mr. Hamlin.
Oh, yes, about the plane.
Yes.
I didn't tell you everything, Kent.
No?
No, I've been saving this for the last. I didn't want you to think I'd gone crazy, lost my mind.
What is it?
Well, in those six crashes, when we went out and examined the wreckage, there wasn't a trace of a motor.
What?
No, I don't expect you to believe it, but it's true. The engines of every one of those six planes simply vanished into thin air. And that's one of the reasons I say this whole business is in the accident. It's been planned, and someone's behind it. But who is he, Captain? What's he trying to accomplish? What was that?
What happened? Hey, there's a hole in the window. Something went through the glass.
Take a look back in the baggage compartment, will you, Kent? If there's anything wrong,
something may be loose. That might have been a bolt.
Call back if you find anything.
Mr. Kent!
Mr. Hamlin, there's someone aboard.
What's that?
Mr. Kent, I'm in the baggage compartment. Open
Hamlin,
the door.
Hamlin, we've got a stowaway. Jimmy Oates.
Don't be sore, Mr. Kent. I sneaked on board at the airport, Mr. Kenton. I just had to come.
You mean to say you've been hiding in there all the way?
I wouldn't have come out now, only something's happened. I had to tell you.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Kent, there's a plane coming up behind. Coming up fast, and they're shooting at us.
What?
I tell you, they are. Didn't you hear the bullet a minute ago? Look, out and back. You can see your wing lights.
You're right. There is a plane back there.
And they're shooting. With a machine gun.
Come on, Jimmy. Climb out of that compartment. Something's happened to Mr. Hamlin.
Jiminy, the plane.
Spinning, it's out of control. Quick, Mr. Hamlin.
What's he doing?
Mr. Hamlin. Listen, Jimmy, Mr. Hamlin's been shot. One of those bullets. Here, quick, help me get him out of there. I've got to get to those controls.
Mr. Kent, can you fly?
Yes, enough to land this plane. Quick.
I got him.
That's it. I'm going to lay him on the floor here.
Quick, Mr. Kent. Grab the controls. Bring her out of that spin.
All right, Jimmy. You look after Mr. Hamlin. I can handle her.
Oh, boy, that's it, Mr. Kent. You got her.
What about that other plane? Where is it?
Hey, Mr. Kent, they're shooting again. They're right on our tail. They're trying to get over us, Mr. Kent. What do we do?
Not much we can do while I'm sitting here. Jimmy, didn't I see a rifle in the baggage compartment?
There is one. Do you want it?
Bring it here, fast. There's just a chance.
Here you are, Mr. Kent.
Look here, Jimmy. You said you wanted to fly. Well, now's your chance.
What do you mean?
More bullets. They'll get us in a second now. Quick, Jimmy. Slip in here and take the controls. Hold her just as she is. Can you do it?
I'll sure try. Give me the stick.
Just as she is now.
Hey, Mr. Kent, where are you going?
I'm going to take that rifle and climb out on the wing. If there's any shooting being done, I guess we can do it as well as they can. Stay with it now, Jimmy. Hang on to those controls and don't lose your nerve.
I'll be all right.
Now then, out on the wing. Good thing it's dark. I wouldn't want Jimmy to see his friend Clark Kent take a header into space as Superman, which is just what he's going to do. Out we go. Out and back. Faster. Faster. I think I'll just take one fast dive at their propeller. Here we go. That does it. Down they go. I'll just dive down after them and find out what this is all about. Jimmy. What's the matter with Jimmy? Our plane's going down to us in a tailspin. Gotta get back there. Up we go. Up, up, and faster.
Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, come back! Mr. Kent!
All right, Jimmy. Here I am. What's the matter?
The plane. It's spinning. It's out of control.
What's wrong? Great Scott, where'd that oil come from?
Take the stick. We're going down.
Move over. That's it. I have it.
Mr. Kent, that oil. All over the glass. I can't see it.
It's a broken line. Sprays over everything. Can't go far this way.
The motor. It's missing, Mr. Kent. We've got to land.
Hang on, Jimmy. Don't lose your nerve. We'll go as far as we can this way, and then we'll see.
Mr. Kent, the motor, it's getting worse. It'll stop running any second now. Listen.
High over the wastelands of the Southwest, with a missing motor and a wounded man in the cockpit, young Jimmy Olsen and Clark Kent looked desperately for a landing place in the great darkness of early dawn. Who was trying to shoot Hamlin's plane down, and why? What can Superman do to foil the plans of an enemy who so far is not even known? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.